Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Gantenbein. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive towards right. Kramer catches it and throws to first to double up Gantenbein. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy takes first base on ball four. Hayes moves to second. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Cronin scores. Finney moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. Gelbert moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Gelbert scores. Bagby moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bagby scores. DiMaggio scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Caster moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Caster scores. Gantenbein moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantenbein scores. Moses moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCoy is hit by the pitch. Siebert moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for George Caster. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles takes first base on ball four. Siebert scores. Hayes moves to third. McCoy moves to second. It's Athletics, 6, Red Sox, 6. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gantenbein takes first base on ball 4. Hayes scores. McCoy moves to third. Miles moves to second. It's 7-6, Athletics. Earl Johnson now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Beckman now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Doerr reaches third base with a triple. Cronin scores. It's Athletics, 7, Red Sox, 7. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr scores. One out. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gantenbein strikes out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Beckman fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gelbert hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gantenbein strikes out. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckman moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.